You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Wisconsin was pummeled by severe storms that brought tornadoes, heavy rain, and flash flooding to the area Wednesday. Now, closest to us in northeast Wisconsin, tornadoes were confirmed in Waupun and in the Iron Ridge area. And in Wautoma, flash flooding was the issue. It closed highways 21 and 73 for almost an hour when over 4 inches of rain fell in the area in just 90 minutes. No injuries were reported in northeast Wisconsin.
In April, the biggest event in Green Bay's history happened in the shadow of Lambeau Stadium. Yesterday, Sports Impact announced that the total economic impact of the NFL draft was $104.7 million for the state and a $72.9 million impact in Brown County. Around 600,000 people attended the draft. Officials say the event cost $11.3 million to put on, including contributions from the Green Bay Packers, donations, and a state grant. Failure to fund a veteran housing program in the state budget has led three Northeast Wisconsin lawmakers to action. The legislators introduced a bill to restore $1.9 million to the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. The VHRP operates three short-term housing facilities across the state in Chippewa Falls, Green Bay, and Union Grove. They provide temporary housing, job training, and resources to veterans facing homelessness. While Governor Tony Evers did add almost $2 million to his biennial budget proposal to keep funding all three sites, the Republicans in the Joint Finance Committee removed it. The JFC's failure to fund the VHRP will force the centers in Chippewa Falls and the Greater Green Bay area to close. A bill introduced by Senator Jamie Wall of Green Bay, Representative Ryan Spouty of Ashwaubenon, and Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner of Green Bay would restore that funding to the budget and save the locations in Chippewa Falls and Bellevue. Rivera-Wagner said veterans deserve better. Quote, in the face of federal cuts that just passed in Congress, it's disrespectful to leave those who have served our country out in the cold at a time where they have the most need. The legislature will reconvene in session this fall. In the meantime, the Chippewa Falls and Bellevue locations of VHRP will close on September 30th. Veterans residing at those locations will be offered alternative placement options and will continue to receive assistance through supportive services. 21-year-old James Vanderleest has been officially charged in the June death of 2-year-old Leo Escalante in Green Bay. Vanderleest is charged with first-degree reckless homicide, obstruction, and 6 bail jumping charges. Vanderleest and his father, David, told police that the boy fell down a flight of stairs. However, doctors said the injuries observed on the child were not consistent with a fall down the stairs. Following the incident, police say the Vanderleest fled to a cabin in Florence County where they were arrested several days later. David Vanderleest has not yet been officially charged but is due in court today. James Vanderleest is being held on a $2 million cash bond. His next court appearance is August 14th. The excitement in Oshkosh is palpable. EAA Air Venture flies into Whitman Airfield in Oshkosh from July 21st through July 27th, but the grounds are already starting to buzz with campsites being set up, vendors building their booths, and locals getting excited.
On the grounds right now, you see things starting to happen. The evolution of the grounds to become the city of aviation, the world magnet of aviation. It's coming together, and it's fun to watch. The volunteers are on the grounds right now. It's taking shape.
That's EAA Communication Director Dick Napinski. Air Venture brings hundreds of thousands of people to Oshkosh every year. The Winnebago County Public Health Department is responsible for ensuring that all facilities, event food vendors, and booths are safe and sanitary. Maeve Casey is an environmental health specialist for Winnebago County.
EAA is our biggest event, so we're usually out there for 4 days with all 5 inspectors, environmental health specialists, And we do over 59 inspections just at EAA.
For everything AirVenture, visit eaa.org/AirVenture. California may claim happy cows, but Wisconsin, specifically the Fox Valley, claims laughing cows. Bell Brands USA is now producing its Laughing Cow brand cheese in its Little Chute factory. Bell Brands spent $10 million to add 3,000 square feet and 50 skilled worker jobs to the Little Chute operation that also makes Kakana and Merck's brand cheeses. The Little Chute facility is expected to produce between 23 and 25 million pounds of cheese a year. It's still more than a year away, but still, the race for Wisconsin's governor is hitting the airways. Republican candidate Bill Berrien announced the purchase of about $400,000 in cable television, radio, and online ads Monday. That's 13 months before the August 11th, 2026 primary. Berrien is the first candidate to purchase ads of any kind in the race. Berrien and Washington County Executive Josh Showman have announced bids as Republicans. Showman has yet to spend any money on ads like Berrien is doing. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has not yet said whether he will seek a third term. He has suggested that he will announce his decision within weeks.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
An update on the Brewers' Sal Frelick. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers head to L.A. to play the Dodgers tomorrow night, but their starting right fielder and leadoff batter, Sal Frelick, may not be able to play. An MRI showed Frelick suffered a minor hamstring injury Sunday against the Nationals, but for now, he's day-to-day. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Hurt my heart, you know, like he's such a key cog in this whole thing. That just ruined my day.
NBA, the Bucks have re-signed backup center Chris Livingston to a one-year deal worth $2 million. That comes after losing Brooke Lopez to the Clippers following seven seasons in Milwaukee.
You know, free agency came. Everything happened pretty fast, but looking at my options, I was just thrilled the Clippers reached out. They've been a great team quite a while now, you know, and there's just, you know, a great chance to win a championship here.
The Bucks lost to the Bulls last night 102-98 to close out their summer league schedule. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. George Wendt passed away May 20th at the age of 76. Wendt played Norm on Cheers for all 11 seasons of the show. His co-star, Rhea Perlman, who played Carla on the show, told the New York Post recently his passing was the saddest thing ever. Perlman and Wendt were both part of a Cheers reunion at the 2024 Emmys. The actress says none of her or her fellow Cheers castmates thought Wendt was that sick, adding that she didn't even think Wendt thought he was sick. Perlman's new show, Too Much, can be seen on Netflix. Yes, there are probably too many sequels and franchise movies coming out of Hollywood. Every once in a while, though, you see one that catches your eye and you think it's really cool. Such is the case for yours truly and a new movie from the Dr. Seuss world based on the book Oh, the Places You'll Go. Warner Brothers has announced the new animated film will feature the voices of Josh Gad and Ariana Grande. Oh, the Places You'll Go was the last book published by Dr. Seuss, who passed away in 1990. No release date on the movie has been announced. Yesterday in the Beats, I talked a lot about the Emmy nominations, which were announced Tuesday morning. Kathy Bates was nominated for Best Actress for her role on the Matlock reboot. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Bates is the oldest actress ever to be nominated in the category at the age of 77. Bates crushed the old record set by Angela Lansbury, who was 70 at the time when she was last nominated for an Emmy. Lansbury bumping off Bates to keep her record would have actually been a great episode of Murder, She Wrote, or Matlock. In other old folks done good news, Harrison Ford has earned his first Emmy nomination at the tender age of 83 for his role in Shrinking. Ford plays therapist Paul Rhodes, who is battling Parkinson's. It's a nice honor for Ford, although it pretty much just means he's had such a great movie career, he's never had to do TV. Ford stars opposite Jason Segel and Wendy Malick on the Apple TV show. Both seasons are available to stream, and a third season has been ordered. Is there anyone left in America who does not stream and only uses broadcast TV? Probably, but not many, as ratings would indicate. According to the Nielsen, broadcast TV accounted for just 18.5% of all viewers for the month of June. That is a record low, according to Deadline. Streaming viewership, however, reached a total of 46 26%. This is the first time the networks have fallen below 20% of overall viewers. Deadline says that could be due in part to a lack of sports in the month of June and after network TV shows have wrapped their seasons. There will be no season 3 of Taylor Sheridan's 1923. The Yellowstone spinoff was never meant to go beyond two chapters or seasons. The Harrison Ford, Helen Mirren-led 1923 has become a hit internationally, 3 months after the season finale aired on Paramount+. Season 1 of the show has found a new home on Netflix overseas, making it the 9th most watched Netflix show. Can Netflix do anything wrong other than the Jake Paul-Mike Tyson fight? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Cooler and less humid today after a wet and stormy Wednesday. Increasing sunshine with highs in the low to mid 70s. Tonight, mostly clear skies with lows in the low to mid 50s. Plenty of sunshine on Friday, highs in the mid 70s. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.